Former Baywatch star Pamela Anderson is in Israel this week. She's taking part in the local version of Dancing with the Stars. But Anderson's also hoping to make an impact on Israeli politics, and it's got nothing to do with the Middle East peace process. Daniel Estrin sent us this report from Tel Aviv.
Someone in the room removed a placard from the press conference table, offering a better glimpse of Pamela Anderson from the neck down. And a room full of Israeli cameramen let out a simultaneous sigh.
Oh, Israel.
This is
advertising.
I heard about you.
Israeli men are said to be macho, pushy, and uninhibited. But Anderson is visiting the Jewish state to woo over a completely different set of Israelis, a group generally adverse to her particular brand of charm, the fervently religious ultra-Orthodox Jews. Here's the backstory. Israeli lawmakers have been on the cusp of passing legislation that would ban animal fur for clothing. Opinion polls show that the majority of Israelis support the initiative, and most people in this balmy Mediterranean climate don't wear fur coats anyways. But the bill was temporarily tabled by Israel's Minister of Religious Services. He's an ultra-Orthodox Jew. He was worried that the legislation would unfairly punish many men in his community who do wear fur on their heads. The shtreimel is a round hat lined with fur that many ultra-Orthodox Jews don on holidays and other festivities. It's a way of dress that goes back to 18th century Europe. Pamela Anderson wrote the Israeli minister a few weeks ago and asked him to support the anti-fur bill. She's become an active champion of animal rights.
A lot of times my career has been kind of frivolous and fun and silly, and to be able to incorporate my beliefs and compassion into everything that I do has been... To be able to see the results over the last 20 years has been really inspiring, and keeps me going, and so I feel like I've actually done something.
Anderson says she'll be taking up the issue with religious leaders this week. But Anderson's pleas might be falling on deaf ears. Menachem Friedman is a professor emeritus of Bar-Ilan University near Tel Aviv. His expertise is on the ultra-Orthodox Jews, called Haredim.
In my view, it will be very difficult, if not impossible, to pass a law. But what can be done is to reach a compromise. That means an agreement that the Haredi people will buy artificial Shtreimler and not the original Shtreimler.
In other words, some Haredi leaders might agree to stop wearing real fur hats and get their followers to do the same. But a former Baywatch star and Playboy model convincing ultra-Orthodox Jews to see her way?
Pamela Anderson, sorry, babe.
Friedman says she should start by putting on some more clothes. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.